The phrase oil and water is often used to describe two things that are very different and do not mix well together. In the context of relationships, this can mean that two people are so different that they are unable to find common ground or build a successful relationship. There are also many examples of successful relationships between people who are very different. So, can oil and water in a relationship work? This is the Resilience Podcast 601, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, May 16th. There are a few things to consider when answering this question. First, it's important to remember that no two people are exactly alike. Even if two people seem very similar on the surface, there will always be some differences. These differences can be in terms of personality, interests, values, or even life experiences. Second, it is important to understand that opposites can attract. In fact, some people find that they are more drawn to people who are different from them. This is because opposites can offer each other new perspectives and experiences. For instance, someone who is introverted may be drawn to an extroverted partner because they can help them come out of their shell. There are also challenges that come with being in a relationship with someone who is very different from you. One of the biggest challenges is communication. It can be difficult to communicate effectively with someone who has a different way of thinking and a different way of seeing the world. However, with effort, it is possible to learn how to communicate effectively with someone who is seemingly different from you. Another challenge of being in a relationship with someone who is very different is conflict resolution. When two people have very different values or beliefs, it can be difficult to resolve conflict. However, it is important to remember that conflict is a normal part of any relationship. The key is to learn how to resolve conflict in a healthy way. It is possible for oil and water in a relationship to work. It takes effort and commitment from both partners. If you are willing to put in the work, a relationship with someone who is very different from you can be a rewarding and enriching experience. In my view, there are four essential pillars for making an oil and water relationship work. Number one, communicate effectively. This is essential for any relationship, but it is especially important when you are with someone who is very different from you. Make sure you are both able to express your needs and wants clearly. Number two, be respectful of each other's differences. This doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything your partner does or says. It does mean that you should be able to accept their differences without judgment. Three, be willing to compromise. No two people are going to agree on everything. In order to make your relationship work, you will need to be willing to compromise on some things. Four, be patient. It takes time to build a strong relationship, especially when you are with someone who is different from you. Be patient with each other and with the process. If you are willing to put in the work, an oil and water relationship can be very rewarding and a highly enriching experience.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.